This newsletter contains 6 pages. Approximate reading time, 11 and a half minutes. The Reading Light, Mississippi Library Commission Talking Book Services, Fall 2016. Read by Michael J. Gandy. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Receive newsletters by email? Want to save some trees? Sign up to receive our newsletter by email. Email us at talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us and we'll start sending you our quarterly newsletter by email. Bookshare. All students in the U.S. with qualifying disabilities can access more than 425,000 books, including textbooks, through a program called Bookshare. Bookshare is a service that nicely complements services that we offer here at the NLS Talking Book Services. With Bookshare eBooks, members can listen to words read aloud with text-to-speech voices, read large print, see and hear highlighted words, and download electronic braille. Titles can be read through a computer browser, a tablet, smartphone, computers, assistive technology devices, and MP3 players. Adults can be members of Bookshare for a fee of $75 the first year and $50 a year after that. To find more information about Bookshare, visit their website, www.bookshare.org, or call 650-352-0198. To successfully use Bookshare, you must be tech-savvy. Any mention of products and services in the Reading Light newsletter is for information purposes only and does not imply endorsement. Meet our staff. You may have heard a new voice on the phone if you have called in the past couple of months. Mary Rogers Beal is our new Reader's Advisor. Mary Rogers is her first name. Mary Rogers has a bachelor's degree in English and a master's in Library and Information Science. Mary Rogers' favorite book is Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen, DB20513. She recently read the hilarious book Where'd You Go, Bernadette? By Maria Semple and loved it, DB075351. We're excited to welcome Mary Rogers to the Talking Book Services Department. Outreach Services. Recently, Talking Book Services Director Shelley Ziegler visited Sunflower County Library in Indianola, Mississippi. She spent time with the Indianola Civic League explaining the services, who is qualified, and how to sign up. The group was delighted with Ziegler's presentation, and many planned to take advantage of the program. One particular lady was curious about something, though. She asked, "Well, how do people find out about this program?" Shelley's answer was our outreach efforts. Talking Book Services staff would love to travel to your Mississippi organization and speak. Ziegler and Outreach Coordinator Cindy Nugent are both available to spread the word about our services. Lions Club, Rotary Club, Kiwanis, Mississippi Federation of Women's Clubs, other service and civic clubs, church groups, retirement homes, assisted living facilities. If your group is interested in scheduling a presentation, please call 601-432-4123 or email Shelley Ziegler at SZEIGLER@mlc.lib.ms.us. Book recommendations. Here are some books that our staff have read and loved. We think you might like them too. The Amateur Marriage by Ann Tyler, DB57373. This book spans 5 decades. It starts at the beginning of young lovers Michael and Pauline's courtship. Slowly the marriage falls apart, and the reader is able to see all the caution lights that the couple seem to miss. This story will draw you in and leave you missing the characters long after you have finished the last page. Bestseller, 2004. Planet of Exile by Ursula K. Le Guin, DB12908. The native people of a planet with an unusually long year form an alliance with a group of Earth-descended people who have been stranded there for several generations. The planet's long fall is moving into winter, and both groups of people are threatened by a huge band of marauders who take everything in their path as they migrate south. A lonely young native girl becomes infatuated with a young Earthman, forming an alliance of a very different kind as their lives change with the season. This is a thought-provoking tale in which each of the characters must learn to trust those who are different, and also that all humans do not necessarily have to have the same physical appearance. Sometimes we can learn to celebrate one another's differences. 1978. The Hopefuls by Jennifer Close, DB85096. For those of you that haven't had enough of politics and the Washington, D.C. atmosphere, this book is right up your alley. The plot revolves around a young couple just starting out in married bliss. However, husband Matt has high political aspirations, while wife Beth would be more than happy to leave D.C. behind for a life far away from the constant political chatter. Will their marriage survive after they become best friends with another ambitious couple? Can they handle the jealousy and competition? The plot is fast-paced and appropriate for our current political climate. 2016. Bookshelf feature on digital players. When a book cartridge or flash drive has several books or magazines on it, the user can jump from book to book or magazine to magazine by using the bookshelf feature. 1. To activate this feature, hold down the green Play Stop button for a few seconds. The machine will announce bookshelf. 2. The rewind or fast forward keys can then be used to move backwards and forwards from book to book and magazine to magazine. 3. When the announcement for the desired book or magazine issue is heard, press the green Play Stop key to listen to that particular book or magazine. Helpful hints and reminders. 1. When calling the Mississippi Library Commission, please identify yourself as a Talking Book Services patron. This will assist in expediting your calls to the appropriate department. 2. In order to maintain an active status as a BPH patron, one must check out or download one item each calendar year. Maintaining an active status ensures that you receive this newsletter as well as other updates. 3. Please do not write on the containers, cartridges, or the machines. All of our items are recycled and sent to other patrons after each use. Please help us conserve funds by not damaging our items with writings or added tape. 4. Please retain the box the digital player arrives in. This box can be used to send the item back should you need a replacement or decide to discontinue service. Do not use duct tape on the box. The player can be mailed back to the library via Free Matter for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. The free shipping label is marked on the box. 5. You do not need to send back the new patron packet or used headphones. They are both yours to keep. Talking Book Services, 3881 Eastwood Drive, Jackson, Mississippi, 39211. The Reading Light is written and edited by staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Talking Book Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via MP3 audio on our website. Any mention of products and services in the Reading Light newsletter is for information purposes only and does not imply endorsement. Library service hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone, 601-432-4116. 1-800-446-0892, toll free. 601-432-4476. Fax. Email talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website http://mlc.lib.ms.us/tbs/. Web catalog http://bphopac.mlc.lib.ms.us. lib.ms.us/cgi-bin/webopac.cgi/ms1a. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/mslibrarycommission/. End of the Reading Light, Mississippi Library Commission Talking Book Services, Fall 2016. Read by Michael J. Gandy in the studios of Friends of Handicapped Readers, Jackson, Mississippi, December 2016. Sound editing by Melvin Smitherman. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. If you experience any difficulty with this recording, please contact your cooperating library.